Hello, everybody. We're going to talk about fat and protein requirements for the human body. We're going to talk about the different types of fats. We're going to talk about cholesterol and its functions. We'll talk about trans fat. We'll talk about different types of protein intake requirements based on your activity levels and your need for growth. And we'll also talk about some strategies for using dietary protein for lean mass gains. So you have your lipid fats. You have your simple compound and derived lipids. Your simple lipids are basic fatty acids, your oils, triglycerides. Your compound lipids are lipids combined with other substances like lipoproteins. And your derived lipids are substances derived from simpler compound lipids following hydrolysis, which would be cholesterol. So functions of lipids and fats. So hormone and cholesterol transport. A vitamin and energy storage, so vitamin A, E, D, and K. Store your fat-soluble vitamins, so when you eat something like a sweet potato, you'll store that in your fat. Nerve and cell membrane integrity, temperature regulation, organ protection and padding, communication of energy needs, and significant energy provision. So definitely, fats provide the most energy at 9 calories per gram. You have dietary fats, mono, poly, and saturated fats. Your mono and saturated fats are from plants and like avocados, canola oil, olive oil, peanut oil, and other nuts. So very nutty and the very tasty oils. And then you have your poly unsaturated fats like safflower oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, soybeans, and fish, okay? And then you have your saturated fats, which are whole milk, cream, ice cream, cheeses, butter, lard, palm oil, palm kernel, coconut oil, cocoa butter, and red meats. It's important to note that coconut oil is high in saturated fat, okay? Trans fat. So trans fat improves the flavor or consistency of various processed fried and fast foods like meats, pastries, chips, and fries. Think about Crisco. You have CDC estimates at 30,000 deaths annually from heart disease. The goal is 1% of your calories come from trans fat. Trans fat have a profound effect on the blood lipid profile and health by increasing your LDL cholesterol. You want your LDL to be low. Think of your LDL, you want to be low, and HDL, you want to be high. It increases serum triglycerides. It reduces HDL cholesterol. Remember, HDL, you want to be high, so you don't want that to be reduced. And it increases the risk for heart disease. So trans fat is really, really bad for our health. We want to make sure we avoid trans fats. Dietary cholesterol. So not essential, as body produces 70% of needs. You need about 1,000 milligrams per day. So that means you only need about 300 milligrams per day from outside sources. So a couple eggs with egg yolks. Previous limit of 300 milligrams per day, now defined limit under the RDAs, recommended daily average. And then four membranes, hormones, bile, and vitamin D. So cholesterol forms vitamin D, and vitamin D is also a hormone. You find it in eggs, red meat, and shellfish. Dietary fat needs. So basically, you need to ask yourself, how much activity do I currently perform? What kind of activity is it? Is it low, medium, or high intensity? What are my client risk factors? Is it metabolic condition? Thinking about your PAR-Q, does it start there? And then think about your health behavior questionnaire. Is obesity or dyslipidemia a genetic trait? So do you have obesity in the family? And then general recommendation. So physician approved would be less than 20% of your diet, 20 to 25% for weight loss, 25 to 30% for healthy, and 35% for endurance athletes who need high amounts of fat for their high calorie days through long endurance and training. So we know endurance training burns basically fat and oxygen after 3 minutes, basically fat and oxygen. So K calculating fat needs, your daily caloric need times recommended fat of percentage of fat in the diet, so calories of fat in the diet, and then your calories of fat in the diet divided by 9 calories per gram, and then grams of fat in the diet divided by kilograms of body weight equals grams of fat per body weight, per kilogram of body weight. So an example, and this would be kind of almost about me, this is a little bit heavier, but 220 pound male, I'm on a, let's just say I'm on a 2700 calorie per day diet, and the recommended calories for fat is 30%. 30% times 2744 is 823 calories from fat. Divide that by 9, and that's 91 grams of fat in the diet. And 91 divided by 100 kilograms equals 0.91 grams of fat per kilogram of body weight. So that would be 30% of recommended diet. If I wanted to go less than that, I would multiply it by 25%. And get a little bit lower number. Protein, serve during most bodily functions, essential versus non-essential amino acids. There is complete versus incomplete proteins, and the recommended daily average is 10 to 15% of your total calories come from protein. Nowadays, 15% is almost the standard if you're trying to build lean mass. 10% is the minimum. Non-essential, aniline, aspergine, aspartate, glutamate, and serine, and then you have conditionally essential arginine, cysteine, glutamine, glycine, proline, tyrosine. You've probably heard of glutamine before. There's a recovery agent. A lot of people take that. A lot of people take arginine. Essential, you have histidine, isoleucine, leucine, and lysine, methylene, phenylene, threonine, tryptamine, and valine. So these are all essential amino acids, and these are conditionally essential. So non-essential means that they're made in the body. Conditionally is based on the body and what you eat, and then essential is what you have to get in your diet. Dietary protein needs. So a sedentary individual, 0.8 to 0.9. Physically active, 1.0 to 1.2. grams per kilogram of body weight. So remember, if you're 220 pounds, you would divide by 2.2 and you would get 100 kilograms. So you'd have to divide your pounds of body weight first. Moderate intensity, 3 to 4 days a week, 1.1 to 1.3. Endurance high intensity, 1.3 to 1.5. Strength training more than 4 times a week, 1.6 to 2.0. And that's kind of where I'm at. But I'm probably need to get 1.6 to 1.8, and then children up to 2 grams per kilogram body weight. So children need lots of protein. UL, here we have 2.0, which is basically the upper limit. Higher intake can cause organ distress and chronic disorders, so you don't want over 2 grams per kilogram. That's excessive. Really, the minimum is 0.8 to 0.9, and the max is 2 grams per kilogram. Pregnant females, add 20 grams to total daily requirements and add 10 grams if nursing. Calculating protein needs. So body weight and protein, body weight and protein. Body weight in pounds divided by 2.2 gets your kilograms of body weight. Kilograms of body weight times desired grams of protein per kilogram, and daily protein requirements in grams times 4 calories equals total protein calorie requirement. So you have example, 220 pound male, physically active, 220 pounds divided by 2.2 equals 100 kilograms. 100 kilograms, this person's gonna go for 1.1 grams per kilogram, which is 110 grams of protein. 110 grams of protein times 4 calories is 440 calories from protein in their diet. So that's how you would calculate protein if you were a 100 kilogram male going for 1.1. So protein for lean mass gains, you want to add 30 to 50 grams per day and about 200 calories of extra protein a day if you're trying to gain lean mass. Consume post-exercise, way before sleep, casein spaced out every 3 to 4 hours. Not all protein supplement sources are created equal, okay? Protein source does matter. So it shows here protein quality rankings, different types of protein, the protein efficiency ratio, biological value, the net protein utilization, and protein digestibility corrected amino acid score. So they have different scores. You have beef, which is a protein efficiency ratio of 2.9. Biological value is at 80. Net protein utilization, and that's the number we're going to look at, is 73. And protein digestibility corrected amino acid score is 0.92. So you're able to intake almost 0.92 of beef. But when you look at something like an egg, it's a 1.0, and net protein utilization is 94. So egg at 94, and that's basically the reason why I do eggs in the morning every day. I do a cup of egg whites. And then I also do whey protein in my shake, but I should probably also add it to my post-exercise. So net protein utilization for whey protein is 92, another high score. That's why you see a lot of people taking whey protein. Soy is lower, wheat is lower, milk's a little lower, casein's a little lower, and black beans, they're not on here. Okay, so those would be some protein rankings. And now we're going to go ahead and get into our next unit. So we will see you soon.